KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Friendly family man George, not so modest single guy Craig, and totally twisted, highly unstable Gordon. It's Dunham and Miller tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Tomorrow is Cinco de Mayo, an artificial holiday if there ever was one, especially
you know
for the white man.
It's one of those invented drinking holidays.
Yes, it is. I mean, we are pilfering from the Mexican once again, as the white man has done so many times over the years. And I can scarcely think of a better place to commemorate the pilfering from the Mexicans than a trip to Champs.
That's where we're going to be. Champs out on 114, right?
No, Champs on Beltline.
Oh, I thought it was one out there on 114. That's what I get for thinking. We're in Beltline.
Right there off 635?
No, not really. Off of the tollway.
No.
So join us out there, the presentation from 3 until 7. They will have a Mexican buffet from 4 until 7. Emerald City will be out there tomorrow, and it'll be a big old hootie time at Champs. And Beltline at Quorum Road in Addison. All right, it is time for a trip into the realm of the occult.
This better be good, because you guys have been working on this for about a week.
We've been working on it for...
I got here at 1.
I was going to do this.
I've been working on it since 1 this afternoon.
Seems like you've been working on it a long time.
This is
going
to be an E-News quick hit.
Right.
And then we decided to make it into a segment.
You guys have been talking about this for a few days.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, you have.
This all came together yesterday at 6 p.m.
I want to play the Stairway to Heaven backwards.
Right.
And Danny's like, well, let's just make it a whole segment.
Right.
That's it.
Y'all have been talking about it ever since.
All right, so the world of backward masking in music... When I was a kid in the late 70s and early 80s, we used to gather around because my friends would be like, dude, you got to hear this. You got to hear this. And they would play like a Zeppelin record backwards on the turntable, real slow or whatever speed it was supposed to be in, to hear these satanic messages. Like, it was a big deal to gather around and listen to this stuff. And I never got it. My friend's like, right there, did you hear that? They said, Hail Satan or something like that. You know, I'm like... Man, I didn't hear it. Play it again.
This got so out of control for me that our youth group had a speaker come in and talk to us about rock and roll and the occult. And they brought a video and cited dozens and dozens of examples of hidden satanic messages in rock and roll records that could be heard played backwards. And this stuff used to freak me out
as a little kid going to church and stuff. I mean, this was freaky because people would tell you within the church that, hey, man, this is some serious stuff.
Right.
Your brain's going to be polluted by all this Satan worshiping that's going on in these records, and you don't even know it.
Right.
And, of course, as a 10-year-old, you're going to buy into it. Now, you were way too old for that.
Way too old.
But was that even, did it even ever get brought up at one of your pot parties you used to have and stuff?
Well, I never had any pot parties.
Coffee.
I never attended any pot parties.
Where they were serving pot and coffee.
Yuck.
What about you, Grego? Was this ever
a blip on your radar
screen?
Do you not remember trying to do this?
All the time. You'd hear about some song, and I'd always put it on the record player and try to... You spin it backwards, and I never heard.
Ruin your stylus.
I never heard.
Yeah. Kevin, you remember this?
Oh, I may have seen that same video presentation that Danny saw. I remember one specific thing that the film pointed out. They said that Boston left a paycheck at a concert and went on to the next concert, and they left it there because they didn't need the money because they were under the control of Satan. I'm serious. I remember that.
I believe that.
They pointed,
with them.
And I'm thinking Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, they cast a huge umbrella over
everybody.
All these people.
Hey, have you ever listened a long time backwards?
No, I haven't. Maybe we should do that.
Haven't heard it forwards in a few years. But like the band Styx, they said that they were satanic because their name is the river that runs through hell.
Exactly.
Journey, they said they were bad because that beetle that is their mascot on all their album covers represented some type of transcendental meditation travel.
A scarab or something like that.
Right.
Oh, yeah. They. I mean,
of course, the easy one was Kiss.
Right.
Well, they named every band.
Yeah. If
you were a rock and roll band, they found something wrong with you. And it was that guy, Bob Larson, who wrote a book about this and just got everybody scared S-less when they were kids about listening to rock.
Matter of fact, in 1982, there was a big Baptist committee where they sat around and listened to all these records, all these preachers did, who, you know, were obviously preaching against this stuff, and they would play them all backwards. And then they would cite all these examples saying, look, I mean, here it is. We have it right here. So there's a few in particular that we wanted to play.
For you, Mike and Greg.
Yes.
And the ticket listener.
The first one is Stairway to Heaven. This is the most famous one. All right, just go ahead and play the cut forward.
Play the
forward.
Cut forward.
Re-listen the whole song.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alone there. It's just a sprinkly for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, and there's still time to change the road you're on.
All right, one of the most famous lyrics ever. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Two paths you can go by, but in the long run, this will time to change the road you're on. Now, before we play this it backwards, and this is real, okay? We didn't trick this up or anything. I mean, there's a link you can go to get this.
Now, I want you to read the lyric of what
right, I'm
people
read this.
Say that claim that this is what is said when it's played in reverse.
Oh, here's to my sweet Satan. The one
who... All right, just fight through it.
Don't, okay?
Right, we won't do it.
Don't do that. Damn it.
The drop possibilities are endless. Because now we can have Jesus and Satan.
Jesus.
You know, I was sitting over here, I wasn't paying attention. What'd you say?
You heard me.
Just read it.
All right. Oh, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan. He'll give you 666. And then here's the wacky part. Jesus, there was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. All right, so just listen closely for the first two. Oh, here's to my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad,
whose power is Satan. Backwards.
Here's to my sweet Satan. The one who made us sad would make me sad, whose power is Satan. You can't throw me in your sense.
Okay, that's
you
creepy.
Catch it?
Wacky.
I didn't hear tool shed in there anywhere.
No, see, that's all morphed together, but you definitely heard that first part. And it gets a little weird after he'll give you 666. You mm-hmm. can't really understand what's going on. By the way, I'm protesting these drops.
Don't
right
worry.
Now.
We would never pull anything like that.
All right, so did you hear that, Grego? Was that a little weird?
Does that creep you out?
No, it doesn't creep me out at all.
It gives me the willies,
man. It is pure coincidence. That's all it is.
Okay, well, then who listened? Why would they listen to this backwards in the first place?
Because they got nothing better to do.
Then listen to Stairway to Heaven backwards.
It is some 15-year-old Jimmy Page-addled drooler with nothing better to do.
Let's listen to some more. We're running out of time.
Okay, let's listen to Queen. This is a funny one. This is from Another One Bites the Dust. And what is it? What are they saying?
I was told when I was a kid. Let's listen to it. Just go ahead and play it. This is the part we're going to reverse in a minute.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust. Hey!
It's funny forward and backwards. But when I was a kid, I was told that when you played this backwards, it told you that it was okay to smoke marijuana.
But they're saying, what we hear is, like, it's hard to smoke marijuana.
Right. Let's play it.
No one.
It's hard to smoke marijuana.
I don't get that.
What do you mean you don't get it?
That is such a coincidence.
Is it saying
that or decide to smoke marijuana?
It may be. I don't know. Only Satan knows.
Well, we'll have to go to the little tool shed and find out.
Right.
All right,
where he made us suffer.
Right.
Okay, now the Beatles. This is Revolution number 9. This is what it sounds like on the record.
Number 9, 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 number 9.
Now the thing that's cool about this forward or backwards is played forward, they're using a lot of backwards loops, so when you reverse it, you can hear an actual band playing forward.
But this is on the album. This is forward.
Yeah. Okay. Let me fade that down.
All right, now what are they saying, Danny, backwards?
Now, when they play this backwards, it was, as it was told to me when I was a kid, that they're saying, turn me on, dead man.
Clearly.
Yes.
Turn
Clearly.
Me on, dead man. Now,
yes,
I don't know if this was
out there back in the day.
Go ahead, backwards.
But I think this is cool, the beginning of it. Regular piano.
Obviously,
turn me on, dead man.
What does that mean?
It means that Satan has control of the Beatles, Greg.
Right, Greg.
Okay. That means that Paul is dead.
Right.
Right.
Isn't that what you thought, like when you were, what, 20 at that time?
Right.
Now, was that not, did that come out then?
Yes,
like,
that was heavily tied into that.
And did you listen to it?
Sure, everybody did.
Were you freaked out?
There was probably a big outbreak in necrophilia right around that time, too, wasn't there? People listening to that, turn me on, dead man.
Right.
People breaking into funeral homes, carrying out Satan's wishes.
Well, I don't remember that.
This is not something to mess around with.
Now, were you big into Satan back when you were 20?
No.
Now, did that creep you out when you would listen to that backwards when you were a kid?
No, it didn't creep me out.
It never gave you the heebie-jeebies?
No,
this stuff scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It was coincidence. That's all it was. It was pure coincidence.
Let's give an example of one that is intentional.
Yes.
These are all just complete coincidence, in my opinion. The one that I thought that was intentional that used to scare the pee out of me was that damn ELO song, Fire on High.
Here's it forward.
Which is creepy enough forward.
Okay, that's...
Boy, that's scary.
That's the actual song. Now, here it is. And this is what they... This is their bit. This is ELO's bit,
yes,
saying that this whole backward masking thing is a joke. And here's what they're really saying.
Hi, I'm Jeff Lynne of ELO.
Wouldn't that be funny if that's what it was?
They're saying what? The music is reversible, but time is not. Turn back, turn back, turn back.
Meaning, stop wasting your time listening to these records backwards. So here it is. Here's the ELO song backwards.
The music is reversible, but time. Turn back, turn back, turn back, turn back.
Now, did you ever listen? You were a big ELO guy. Did you ever listen to that backwards?
No, I've never heard that before.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so spooky.
Boy, that is a scary part of that song, too.
Big time.
So obviously Satan has his mighty grip on most in the rock world.
I don't understand why that was scary to you.
Because we were kids.
Creepy. We were little kids.
We were kids.
Man.
We were brought up in a church, and I listened to rock and roll as a kid,
uh-huh,
and I know who Led Zeppelin was, and I was kind of freaked out by, like, Kiss already. But then you throw out that they had satanic messages.
That could get implanted in your head?
Right, that if you played it backwards and that creepy...
But don't play it backwards.
Well, you had to. You're a kid. That's like saying, don't look at the Playboy.
They were subliminal messages that, what I was told, that when you listen to it forward, your mind, your conscious mind would not receive it, but your subconscious mind would somehow turn it around and you would understand the message and it would make you evil.
This was Christian propaganda back in the late 70s and early 80s.
And murder people and blow your head off.
You start off killing your own
dog
and then kill your mom and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. This is what they told us.
I mean, that's, Gregor, I'm serious. I listen to that ELO clip, and I still get chills. That freaks me out still.
Play that Led Zeppelin backwards one more time.
I had to load all this stuff earlier. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
I don't even hear that.
Jesus.
You know, I mean, I guess it says Satan in there, but...
Yeah, you have to listen to it. But as Danny and I found out today, as we were listening to thousands and thousands of songs, trying to figure out which ones had backward masking, there's some famous Ticket songs that have some, too.
Oh, good gosh. My sore nuts, here they come.
I guess we'll hear those next, won't we?
Yeah.